I made a big error. Autumn Lattimore is here. That's not the mistake. The mistake is supposed to be here tomorrow. And I made the mistake and said that you're here today. The trooper that she is.
I'm a trooper.
She flew in from Los Angeles just for this interview.
I wish.
Yeah. Thank you for coming, Autumn. Autumn is from the Friends of the Racine Public Library. I am so sorry I screwed up.
Good morning, Racine, and good morning, Don.
Yeah, but now I screwed up.
No worries.
Now I should have been seeing you tomorrow.
No worries. No, but I'm not coming back tomorrow at 6 in the morning. No.
It's not 6 in the morning.
It's 7:11.
Okay.
All right. It's great to see you.
Thank you. We got a whole bunch of things to talk about here. The fall book sale at the library.
Yes.
Now, how do they decide which books they're going to sell?
We have an incredible curator of books and our chief volunteer officer on the board, Stephanie, and she does a great job with our volunteers of curating which books to sell. And there's a lot of books to sell. We've got a great number, and our members-only early access sale starts Thursday, October 23rd at noon. That's until 6. And then Friday and Saturday, we're open to the general public on the 24th and 25th. That starts at 10, from 10 to 4. You can come. It's right on the first floor. Explore the boutique, the atrium, and the Lee Room. And we've got all ages of books. There's no registration needed. Just come and buy your great books, puzzles, games, albums, VHS tapes, DVDs.
All the VHS tapes. Here we go.
We've got games.
DVDs, you said, huh?
DVDs. Oh, yeah.
We get a lot of DVDs. Don't get rid of the DVDs. I live for the library because there's no more rental. There's only one rental store at all I've ever seen left.
Well, you can come and buy them for a very, very reasonable price.
And when
price.
Does this book sale take place?
October 23rd for members only, October 24th and 25th.
All the good stuff
public.
Will be gone.
No, it won't.
How do you get to be a member?
Well, you can always go to the library's website, racinelibrary.org, and you see the friends, and a membership, a general starting membership is $15.
Oh, man.
Very reasonable for the whole year.
Yeah, you got to get because you got to want to get the good stuff. Okay. DVDs are being sold, huh?
Yes.
Gently used books.
They're gently used. People with
gloves turn the pages.
How'd you know that? Actually, sometimes we get brand new books from people.
Here's a phrase I do not like. Banned books. That's like Nazi Germany banning books.
Yeah, we don't like the banned books either. And we're actually celebrating banned books the week of October 5th and the 11th at the library, and where you can stop in and check out a display on the second floor to see the year's kind of banned books, if you will. Because, you know, censorship is so 1984.
1984. I remember when that was the future, 1984.
I know.
And now it's ancient past.
Right, exactly.
How did I go right by that? Because I read the book in school, 1984, and we saw the movie 1984.
Right.
And it was coming up because that was in the late 60s, and now here we are in the 2000s, it's ancient history.
Right. Well, it's certainly a testimony to the dangers of
now, who decided these books censorship. Are banned, you know?
I don't know.
You don't know? Just,
I don't know. Yeah. It comes from the ether, it seems. But for sure, we just want to encourage people to know their rights and to make sure that they understand that in our society, we have the right to read.
So. Yeah. Banned books. Yeah. There was an episode of MASH. I don't know if you used to watch MASH. Frank Burns is banning books.
Oh, Frank Burns. What a character.
Hawkeye is screaming at him for banning the books. And he's reading off the titles. And they were benign books. He was just banning, he's burning them. Okay. The author visit a celebrant. Oh, Kevin Henke's.
Yes.
I've been to the big thing. We have like 20 authors there. I love going to that. As a matter of fact, I have all their cards and everything they were giving out that night. One of the authors you had there when I was there was Rory Graves. And from the author visit, we had her on the radio.
Yeah.
And the interview was so good, the Wisconsin Broadcasters Association gave it a first place award for best interview of the year.
Wow, look at you.
And we're all from the library where I met Rory
that's
Graves.
That's because we're a great source of content and information.
Yeah.
So yes, Kevin will be at the library Friday, October 10th at 11. And he'll be on the first floor, and he, of course, has written incredible children's books, and excuse me, and he will be, he's raised right here in Racine, and he'll be joining us for some tales and some stories all about his book writing with our librarians, and then we're excited just to host him and to celebrate him and his work.
Do you have, in the children's area, you got a scary book section for kids?
You know, we might, yeah. Now that it's October.
Yeah.
Almost October.
I used to love scary books.
Not surprised by that?
Yeah, especially on an autumn day, autumn night, where the trees are rustling outside.
Yeah, it's the season. You know, I just turned on that switch this past weekend.
Which switch? The scary
autumn,
switch?
The Tom Noah.
Oh, that's
Equinox.
Right. Your name is Autumn. I forgot.
Thank you.
I thought.
Thank you. Come on, Don.
You're Autumn.
Keep up.
Okay.
Yeah.
Okay.
So, and then lastly, I want to just plug that we are celebrating Hispanic Heritage Month, and we are sponsoring some Colombian dance workshops where you can come to the community room on the second floor, no registration required, and starting on the 11th, during the day at 11, there's a Colombian party. And then on the 16th, there is cumbia. I hope I'm pronouncing that correct.
Cumbaya?
No, I don't
cumbia.
Think it's,
oh, that's
think
right.
It's cumbia.
Cumbia. Yeah, it's cumbia. Yeah.
And then champeta is on the 23rd. Mepele is on the 30th. And November 6th, we have salsa and salsa choque.
Those words.
I'm trying. I'm working on it. But all of the schedule is certainly on the library at racinelibraryisa.org. It's .info. Sorry about that. And you can learn all about Colombian dance.
Autumn Lattimore from the Friends of the Racine Public Library is with me this morning. Let's talk about some of your other stuff you're doing. Beside the Friends of the Library, how'd you get involved with that, by the way?
I love to read, and I lived in a Carnegie Library when I grew up in Pittsburgh, PA.
Oh, wow.
There you go.
And I found out you went to school with somebody famous.
Well, yeah, whatever.
Don't roll your eyes. You went to school with a Kennedy.
Well, yeah, a couple. Yeah.
Wow. Mm-hmm. I mean, we're talking about the President Kennedy, not, you know. Wow, that's pretty good.
Yeah.
Hey, royalty and greatness in front of me here. The Kennedy family was Camelot. I mean, that's...
Well, you're one degree away, too, so just remember.
Yeah, but I just know somebody. You actually were with somebody in the Kennedy family. Okay, so what else do you do in your spare time? Because I don't know how you have spare time, but you do. Mm-hmm. So you're opening a quilting shop, huh?
I am. It's called Stitch Quilt Shop. It's going to be on 6th Street, 505 6th Street in Racine, and I'm very proud of it. We're hoping to open later in October, maybe as late as November, but we're most likely October. That's what we're pushing for. But what's more exciting is that the Lighthouse Quilters of Racine, our local guild, is holding their biannual show at Festival Hall October 4th and 5th, Saturday and Sunday, to cap off the end of Quilt Week Racine, which is September 29th. Through October 4th.
Who knew quilting was so big?
It's a huge business. It's a $4.5 billion business.
Wow.
In the U.S.
And I know the Festival Park, they're doing the big quilting thing. I know that because
that's where it is.
Well, my wife works. They said, well, I heard on WRJN, and she has where she works, somebody was a quilter.
Yeah.
And she said, I want to go see it. She's not into the show like you, but she wanted to go and see it.
We're kind of a big deal. So.
I know it's not kind of. It is a big deal.
Yeah, there's hundreds of quilts that will be on display, and we have 27 vendors.
Do you have any spare time in your life?
Not really.
Because I looked on your Facebook page once, and you are involved in everything.
Yeah, there's a lot of great organizations in this community. Junior League, I used to be a part of very actively. I'm now a sustainer. It's a wonderful community-based organization. The Quilters, the Library, RAM, you name it. There's some great organizations in this city.
See, I go home, I watch Dateline reruns. Maybe I should find
another
outlet with my life.
You gotta do better. We gotta raise your bar there, man. We gotta raise the bar.
Okay, let's do the quick review of the Friends of the Library and some of the things that are coming up.
Yes.
In case you're just joining us, the fall book sale kicks in now. It's not only books, it's DVDs, VHS cassettes. One of my groups on Facebook is the movie sites. And there were VHS people who still search them out. And
we sometimes get Blu-rays. Remember
yeah, Blu-rays
those?
Too. That, well, Blu-rays yeah. are the big one now. Mm-hmm. 4K and Blu-ray.
Yep. Yeah.
Yeah, mm-hmm. I have thousands. I told the library I'm leaving them my Cinerama collection. There was a group of Cinerama
mm-hmm.
movies. Yeah, you can have it.
Right.
When I die.
Okay. Well, we also have albums. We have games.
Yeah, albums.
Kids' books, comic books, you name it.
Back in the 60s, from my local library where I grew up, I took out Bye Bye Birdie, the sound movie soundtrack, and I never returned it. And maybe about 10, 20 years ago, I forget what it was, I called them up. And it was due back in 1963 or 64, or 68, 1968 was due back. And they said, no, we don't have albums anymore. Nobody collects those.
These are things of legend. Come on.
And they said, you can just keep them. It doesn't matter anymore. Now they probably want it back, and they can't have it. But, yeah. The albums are I didn't do it on purpose.
Okay.
I was a kid. What do I know? You know. So, anyway, so it's not just books. It's gently used.
Gently used books, games, puzzles, you name it. But October 23rd is for members only. October 24th and 25th, general public starts at 10 a.m.
And if you want to become a member, you can go online, racinelibrary.info.
That's correct.
I'm gonna make the same mistake you make.
Friends of the library.
And you got the banned books week. That'll be on display. You can take out banned books, huh?
You can.
Get to see what all the hubbub was about.
We want to have you we encourage you to do so. So you know your rights.
You got an author's visit coming up, a celebration of Kevin Henke's. Now, you said he writes children's books, right?
Yes, he does. And that's October 10th.
We have a funny bit with Brian Regan. Says he bought his kid a book for $18 and it's called TikTok. It's called The Big Clock. And the words are, you turn to page one, The Big Clock. Page two, The Big Clock goes tick tock. Turn the page. Sometimes it goes tock tick. Turn the page. You never know which direction it's going to go. The end.
Wow. Okay.
I used to have books like that.
Like a haiku.
I used to have a lot of pictures, like very little words. Remember in Dick and Jane and Sally when you were in school?
Oh, yeah.
You know, see Jane, see Dick, see Sally, Dick, Jane, and Sally, the end. Okay, he's going to write better books than that, though. And the Colombian Dance Workshops are coming up, too, celebrating Hispanic heritage. And that is coming up October 11th
Through November 6th. There's something going on every week of October through early November.
I appreciate you coming in because I made a mistake. You were supposed to be in tomorrow. But unbeknownst to me, I told everybody you were coming in today because I'm losing it. The older I get, the more I'm losing it.
It's okay. I forgive you, Don.
Now you can sleep in tomorrow.
I can sleep in tomorrow.
You only had 3 hours sleep last night?
I only had 3 hours of sleep.
What are you, partying? What are you doing?
No, I'm getting the shop ready.
Until 3 o'clock in the morning?
Well, I have paperwork I'm working on.
Oh, wow.
Gotta get those permits in, all that good stuff.
I never knew you were we got a state senate candidate coming in a few minutes.
Maybe we can get rid of those. I'll talk to him about
getting rid of
those
pesky paperwork. Thank you, Autumn.
No problem, Don.
What a pleasure seeing you. Happy smile. Autumn Lattimore, the Friends of the Racine Public Library. Always a pleasure having Autumn here. Anybody from the library, Shay King, who arranges all this.
We're
thank you,
incredible.
Shay.
Incredible. Shay's amazing.
If you missed any of our chit-chat, it'll be podcast tonight or tomorrow morning, depending when Dakota gets it all together. We'll have it ready for you, okay?